As of Thursday, Maryland had confirmed 107 cases of COVID-19 in our state. One person has died from the coronavirus, and hospital healthcare workers are testing and treating patients at an accelerated rate under extremely stressful conditions. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden has more.
While many Marylanders are social distancing or self-isolating during this time of the novel coronavirus outbreak, healthcare workers at Johns Hopkins Hospital are now doing approximately 300 tests a day for COVID-19. Dr. Sarah Keller is an assistant professor in the Division of Infectious Diseases at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. She says she and her colleagues are responding to the crisis the best they can, but
there's absolutely a lot of anxiety out there, both on the part of healthcare workers worrying that they might get sick. What if they get sick and expose one of their patients? What if they get sick and expose a family member? In China, apparently they were having the healthcare workers actually stay in a hotel near the hospital. We are not there yet, but there have been some people who have actually considered doing things like that.
At least three patients who have tested positive are being cared for at the hospital, each in an isolated room. Meanwhile, the hospital staff have ramped up its capability to care for inpatient needs, converting two floors into a biocontainment unit to limit the chances that any infection may spread outside the unit. And Keller says that while the staff is caring for patients, they have the same day-to-day concerns that many working adults have: how to work and be a caregiver to their kids while schools are closed.
So what are the healthcare workers supposed to do with their children? In my case, for example, our children are with my parents, and do I worry about them? Yes, I do. So there's something we are all dealing with.
Albert Wu, a professor at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, co-founded a program that provides emotional support to healthcare workers. The program is called RISE. It stands for Resilience in Stressful Events. So these days, he spends his time at the hospital too, helping to plan and get control of the situation at hand.
I think this is just starting, and I think we are only now beginning to see infected patients. It's certainly likely that we are still in an early phase of this whole, what you might say, disaster.
Healthcare workers are used to taking care of sick people, but all the same, Wu says, it's hard to avoid being somewhat afraid.
Well, people are worried. Are they being exposed to infection? Is it safe to be doing their jobs? You know, what if they infect a family member or another, you know, or someone else outside of work?
At the same time, he says, doctors, nurses, and lab techs are working with a very real shortage of supplies and crucial equipment.
At any given time, we have a limited inventory of things, and so for a while, we had a shortage of respirator masks, for example. We were actually rationing them, or we were distributing them every day to the various units that needed them, and people were frustrated. People were also frustrated that testing was not available as widely as one would like.
Dr. Keller says she also sees the shortage of personal protective equipment getting worse. Some medical students are making face shields, like an old-fashioned craft project, she says. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.